One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6. I read something to you in Galatians, right? All right, let's look at it again. Verse 3 now. So it says, even so, verse 3, when we were nepios, children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. Hey, hey, yeah, yeah. Did you hear what he just said? Paul says, when we were children, nepios, children, babes, he says, we were in bondage to the elements of this world. We were influenced. When we drank water, we had a running stomach because it had some impurities. You understand what he's talking about now? Then you said, I don't know what I ate. I've been going to the toilet. I ate something. Yes, because you're a babe. You get it now? He says, when we... Hey, come on, follow me now. Can you see this? Look at it. Even so, when we were nepios, children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. We were in bondage under the elements of the world. We were influenced by the elements of the world. Maybe you even fainted because the place was too hot. When it was too cold, you felt like you were dying. We were in bondage under the elements of the world. We were influenced. Yet we remember the words of Jesus. These signs shall follow them that believe. He said, if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. But you were hurt, and the thing that hurt you was not even deadly. But it got you. It got you. It says, when we were children, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. But when the fullness of the time was come, see, I want you to understand something. The man is teaching. He's teaching an important subject and taking two routes. He's dealing with the Jew and he's dealing with the Christian. And you have to understand where to pick his message to the Jew. So when you read the book of Romans and the book of Galatians, you find a lot of Pauline arguments against the law in the church, letting them understand what the gospel is as different from the law. And so here you find him waving in and out, but this time he says to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Now he lets you get something. So those who were under the law, that they might receive the adoption of sons. But then he gives us a clear picture of what he's still talking about. Look at verse 6. And because ye are sons, listen, I want you to understand. Because ye are sons. Now, not because ye are technon. Hey, 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 hear me. Here. Because ye are sons. What sons? Sons of adoption. Because he has sons. He says, God had sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts. Watch. Into your hearts crying, Abba, Father. Now I want you to notice, he didn't say, because he has sons, God gave you his spirit, period. If that were the case, he would say, take none. All right? But because he has sons, he says, now you know how to cry out. You've learned the cry of the spirits. You've learned how, by the Spirit, to say, Father. What is he talking about? He says, I write to you, fathers. John said the same thing. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. See, the fathers have come to know him. Are you coming along? You sure you're coming along? See, we're building this thing. Come on. Watch this. He says, wherefore, verse 7, thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, an heir of God through Christ. What is he telling? This heir is the son of adoption. I explained to you some time ago, when he talks about sons of adoption, he is talking about not someone who you got into your house or paid the government some money to say you have adopted him as your son. He's not talking about getting someone who was not your son to become your son. He's talking about raising a son, even though he were your own son, your offspring. Raising him. When he got to the level of maturity, you said, this is my adopted son. He had come to his office of sonship. Now he could function as your son, the ambassador of the kingdom. Many Christians, just because you're born again, doesn't mean you are an ambassador of Christ. Let me show it to you. It's in the Bible. All right, because you quote it all the time, you'd be surprised the way Paul puts it. Turn there, 2 Corinthians. You will see. How can everybody be an ambassador? It's not possible. I know you're wondering, what is this? You will see it now. You will see it now. Every Christian is not an ambassador of Christ. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. How are you? Right. Are you there? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20. He says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Who's he writing to? Let's begin this. Who's he writing to? To the Corinthian Christians, all right? Now, Paul says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. Look at it. Does that not show he's talking about he and the other apostles? He says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. Why? Because he charged them with a lot of rubbish in their church. In his first letter, he said to them, I couldn't even speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. In his second letter, he's still trying to straighten them out. To be an ambassador of Christ, you must come to sonship. You must grow into sonship. We're not talking about sonship in terms of being an offspring. We're talking about sonship in terms of growth, development. You come to office. That's why when Jesus got to office, when he was raised to that level and the Father was ready to let him go, he said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Matthew chapter 17 verse 5. Come on, turn in there quickly. Matthew chapter 17. Have you seen it? Rush in there. Are you there? He says, verse 5. while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. Now he commanded everybody, he commanded everything, he commanded all nature to listen to Jesus. For the first time, everything was asked, commanded to listen to Jesus. Whatever Jesus said, they were commanded to obey. Why? He had become his hearers. He was born his technon, but was raised God's hearers. He had arrived in his office, and the Holy Ghost came on him. He was ready to go. And God said, everybody, hear Jesus. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. See, there is a level of authority, and you have to grow to understand the use of authority. Just because you have authority doesn't mean you know how to use it. You have to learn about it. So you understand what it is when you tell that cancer to die. It's got to die. Are you hearing me? You don't pray about cancer. You don't beg God about cancer. You say, cancer, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you to die. And it's got to die. But you say, I said it and it didn't happen. Let me show you why. You ready to see this? 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. You seen it? I want you to listen to this very carefully, very carefully. It's so important, you got to get it. All right, 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. I will read it to you from verse number 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Hey, you better get this. It's so important in life. He says, for though we walk in the flesh, in other words, for though we move around in a human body, we do not war after the flesh. The warfare that we are engaged in is not after the flesh. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.